So we're going to cover chapters 19, 20, and 21 if we're able to. Chapter 19 is entitled Devotional Service and Pure Love of God and is called Prema Bhakti Bhav. Pure love of God is defined by Srila Rupa Goswami when one's desire to love Krishna in one's particular relationship becomes intensified. When one's desire to love Krishna in one's particular relationship becomes intensified, this is known as pure love of Godhead. In the beginning, a devotee is engaged in the regulative principles of devotional service by the order of his spiritual master. When one thereby becomes completely purified of all material contamination, there develops an attachment and taste for devotional service.
Say that again. Put it on the table.
Easily pick up on the true spirit. Of course, Prabhupada was able to do that because he was really a giant in the, even amongst the disciples of Krishna, in terms of the precondition of Mahaprabhu, he was a giant, and thus he was able to do such a wonderful and extraordinary thing that the world still doesn't understand what has happened. Now we find ourselves in a position where many of us are wanting to go forward and understand more about Krishna and to see the same goal that Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami gave us. But simply there was something lacking there, unfortunately. And by Krishna's plan, it was not forthcoming until another giant in our disciples of Krishna, and the personage of Bhagavan Srila Gurudev, has taken it upon himself to follow in the footsteps of Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj and come and do another extraordinary thing and create another revolution. And the magnanimity of which is not going to be felt for a long time, it seems. But again, only such great soul can have to do this kind of thing. It's not for the ordinary person. So for those of us who are fortunate enough to have been inspired by the word of Srila Gurudev and to further go further and not only hear the word but actually put into action his instructions, the goals are being reached. I can see so many results, maybe not so much in myself, but when I first met Srila Gurudev, I said the first thing I will do is I will look at his disciples and judge from his disciples. If they are fanatical, etc., I will not be interested. But I looked hard, and all I could see were very, very loving devotees who were practicing the etiquette of Krishna consciousness very, very nicely. And I thought this was always what I, and I'm sure others wanted when we joined the Hare Krishna movement, the original Hare Krishna movement. So then I was thinking, this is so very nice. How wonderful must the spiritual master be? And I was reminded not so long ago, just a couple of weeks back, a couple of months back, we went up north to take in the discussions of Prem Prayajan Prabhu and Sudham Shaka Prabhu. And some of the devotees back here were remarking, we came back and we told them what a wonderful time it was up there and how sad it was for the Prabhus to be leaving, and all the devotees were lamenting that the association was going. And one local lady commented that, I mean, if this is what you know goes on amongst the disciples, if you have such affection and regard for the disciples, then what is the spiritual master like? So she's not here right now, I don't think, but she will be. And I'm hoping that by Krishna's grace, by Gurudev's grace, others will also come to the Lord and see the Srila Gurudev, offer their respects and obtain some more mercy which will be ever beneficial for them. So I'd like to again welcome Srila Gurudev. I hope it can make it very comfortable. And I know by divine arrangement you are here. Krishna is not looking after every minute of your life, so some plan is there. Hare Krishna.
Arriba!
Shyam Rani, the senior most disciple of Swamiji, very useful to me.
Let go further, I have to come.
Om Adhyana Shimana Jasya Jnana Jnana Savakaya Saksura Maritam Yena Chaitmai Shri Guru Vemanaha. I was very inspired by the words of Srikul Kishore Prabhu telling us what some hints of what our Srila Prabhupada came to give us. One thing that Srila Prabhupada gave us were the songs of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And today we see particularly one of those songs from the page coming to life. That is, he writes, "Oh, my Lord Hari, Srila Rupa Goswami has now appeared in the form of the spiritual master. Sri Rupa Gosai, Sri Guru Rupete, Rupa Goswami himself, who is Sri Rupa Manjari, has appeared before us now in the form of the spiritual master, Kishvadire Modakani, and he gave us the following instructions. That is, Sri Rupa Goswami himself gave us these instructions in the form of the spiritual master. Yama Mora Kata, please try to understand my words. Who should understand? Namera Kangala. You know what Kangala is? You see in the streets, particularly in New York, these beggars, and they're like, give me something. That's Kangala. And Namera Kangala means those who are begging for the gift of the holy name. Ekati Amar Nagi Paya Bala Hari Nama Sankirtana. O Gurudev, I have no power to chant the holy name of Krishna. Give me just one drop of your mercy so that I can taste the great treasure of the holy name. So Jana Mora Kata, try to understand my words, O you who are begging for the gift of the holy name. Rati Pavo Namadane. And then you'll be able to taste the nectar essence of the holy name. And what is that instruction? Tanama Rupa Saratari Sukritanaru. The rest of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's song is how Sri Rupa Goswami, in the form of the spiritual master, teaches us how to chant the holy name by remembering the pastimes of each name and what names to chant, those names who are the fulfillment of our soul's aspirations. Gopi Bhattu, Parakambalayo, Dasa Dasa Anudasa. So, things equal to the same thing are equal to each other. If A equals B and B equals C, then A also equals C. So the spiritual master is a manifestation of Rupa Goswami or a manifestation of Sri Rupa Manjari. And Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, who wrote that song, he naturally is also a manifestation of Sri Rupa Goswami. He's also Guru. And we know that he's a manifestation of Srila Gadadhar Pandit. So that means Gurudev is also a manifestation of Gadadhar Pandit. He's a manifestation of Baladev. He's a manifestation of Nityananda, who are both Akhanda Guru Tattva, the complete Guru. And Shiksha Guru Ketha Jani, Krishna Swarup. He's the personality of Krishna himself, and he's the form of Krishna himself manifested to give us these divine instructions and to make these instructions a reality in our hearts. So we're so fortunate to have Sri Rupa Goswami manifest here on the couch of Sri Krishna.
I learned that of the Braj Vallabh Prabhu, it is said to our very qualified and sitting at Vaishnav.
Very unqualified in all ways. We're reliant at all times on the mercy of our beloved spiritual master. All we have to do is empty ourselves of all other things and simply make ourselves available. All these troublesome anathas and so many unnecessary baggages that we carry in our hearts, we just have to let them go and simply joyfully associate with the Vaishnavas and Gurudev. And so many wonderful transformations will take place. There is so much potential within the heart of all the devotees. And by coming this into contact with the spiritual master, and all so many glorious things will come out. Tattena sambandhu shushumukhamano then we just don't have to quarrel anymore with the reactions of our karma. We just accept that, and we just concentrate, we should collect all our energy, concentrate with all our might in this particular line that our Gurudev wants us to travel in, and then all good fortune will come out. We don't have to worry about so many problems in our journey. We don't have to worry about collecting vast oceans of knowledge, because that will all flood in. If a particle of dust from our spiritual master's feet touches our head, or a ray of the effulgence of these lotus toes pierces our heart, then everything will be provided. We don't have to worry about any of that. So I'm here today only to get a particle of dust on my head so that my worthless life can become illuminated. Yeah.
I'm not qualified to be a devotee here. I'm a very new person. And so I do know many of the devotees here. I've had the good fortune of their association in the past, and many of them I meet. I'm very pleased to see that the devotees have found great shelter. After the physical passing away of Divine Grace Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, we never expected any problem, but it seems that many any difficulties have arisen in association with devotees. So I'm still a newcomer, and I'm still feeling my way around at this part. So I hope the devotees will forgive me and the sense that I may commit. And of course, I haven't met this divine grace, but I've been defining in my eyes before. So I'm avoiding spiritual life. I'm hiding. So, and I'm resisting. But hopefully somehow under the flood of Christian consciousness, I may be swept along and get some particles in this. So please give me the blue and you know I'll take it.
Behalf of me, because I cannot speak so much on or behind of me.
All the ends around the tail that are not so high. Tapshu, Vitamte, and Tatman Shri. So the devotees have all spoken very eloquently, describing our good fortune of having association with Srila Gurudev. And Gopinath, the charitable, he was very humbly stating how he's avoiding spiritual life, how he's resisting. But we see that the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is that he's coming to this material world. It's stated, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Jiva Jaya Kori Prabhajana Sriyadam Saha Avatori, that he's so merciful that he comes into this material world, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Jiva Jaya Kori, to give mercy. But he not only comes himself, but he comes with his associates, his eternal associates, Swapashad, Sriyadam, Saha, Avatari. And even though we may be resisting, which I definitely am, and maybe some of us are also doing, we may be going in the other direction. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so merciful, and his associates also so very merciful, that they come out of their way and they come with this nectarian love and they shower it upon us, even despite our resistance. And this love is so thick, it's so sweet, and it flows like nectar without stop, that though we're resisting, it's practically impossible to resist. So this is the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates, that they have so much love, so much compassion, that despite all the anattas, the dirty things which are within the heart, all the gook that comes out, but still their mercy is unrelenting and it just keeps on flowing sweetly, very mercifully, and it just creates, it breaks down the wall of resistance. I've been traveling with Gurudev now for 3, going on 4 years, and I'm always so amazed how he is unlimitedly compassionate in all situations. So just as Bhakti Balabhadra Prabhu was saying, that really we don't have to worry so much about so many things. I know myself, I'm always on the mental platform. For instance, I'm always going to pray for other people and say, what about this and what about that? What about this and what about that? And you can tell me you're just on the mental platform. So we have to give up all these things. And we just have to place ourselves at the divine lotus feet of those personalities who are carrying that love of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and have faith in Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that he is our best friend, he is our ever well wisher, and that those personalities who are carrying his love are similarly our best friends and our ever well wishers, and that just by placing ourselves at their lotus feet, that everything will be taken care of, that we have nothing to worry about. It's stated that one who is very fortunate to come in contact with sadhu, real sadhu, one who is on the transcendental platform, where Vrindavan is situated within his heart, and Srimati Radhika and Krishna are playing very blissfully in the lotus of his heart, that one who comes in contact with such matters, that one's material existence is coming to an end. So to make that end of our material existence come very, very quickly, then we just have to open our heart to the Harikatha, and let Krishna in the form of Harikatha come in and groom all the anattas, and in this way we can please Śrīla Gurudev. This is the service he wants from us, that we take these precious things that he's given according to our adhikar, according to our level, we take it into our hearts and we apply it, and in this way he can take us and offer us the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sri Sri Radha Krishna.
Thank you.
नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम सदाय कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नमे गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकाय सदाय कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय सर्वताय First of all, I know that by the mercy of my Diksha Guru, Diksha Lila Pravishwam Vishnu Pad, Asta Sarsasma Bhakti Prasyam Dipayasam, and my Diksha Guru, my friend, so many relations, Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. Only by their mercy I am coming. I am not coming, but they are inspiring me to go everywhere and teach their mission. I know that I'm a joyous soul. No qualification as a glorified me. I'm not so much high class of learned person. I have no baptism. But I know the mercy of my Gurudev and my Shiksha Guru, the Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. Their mercy is making me to go here and there to visit their mission. In Brihat Bhagavatamrita I have read that Sadhu Sangha is the root of all success, all bhakti, everything. So if there is no good association, anyone cannot attend love to Krishna and Radha and Mahaprabhu and Janu. In this world, very rare persons, they are somewhat anxious to have bhakti to Radha Krishna or Mahaprabhu. Very rare. But I know that Krishna is so much anxious and he is more one for us and he is touching us. He is calling us. He is so merciful that he told to Radhika, oh, my Sarupi is touching me. You should help. And then he sent, oh, go at once to this Matsyalo. And anyhow, by any trick, you should bring him. And there's Sanatana Goswami in the last. He has told the glorification of this high class of association. You know perhaps all that a Brahmin who went to Devi Kamaiksha Devi, you know, Kamaiksha Devi
in India,
and he wanted wealth. And that is why he worshipped Kamaksha Devi, that is Durga Devi. And anyhow, she was so merciful, he never gave him any wealth. He used to give so much wealth to others. But there was some exception. That she gave Gopal Maharaj. And in dream, and told, oh, who is the deity of this mantra and how we should chant all mantras in three times and how we should offer ourselves the Sharanagati in the Lord. But he thought that it was only dream, nothing else. So he overlooked. After 4 or 5 days again, that Devi came into my, oh, you are not following my order. You must follow my order. And then, for you will be successful in your life. And you will have everything that you desire. But don't delay from today. And this very high regard and very strong faith. And you know that the Brahmin, after some time, oh, he was so much renounced from all worldly desires.
Detached from
and he forgets to have any wealth from Delhi, from anyone. And he went from there and he came to Bengal at Sagar, Ganga and
Ocean, meeting together.
And from there he went to Gaya, Kashi, and from there he went to Vrindavan. And he was thinking that what is sadhan and sadhya. And he was so worried for it. And he heard that when anyone is treating so loudly, but treating in what way? He thought that anyone is weeping or singing in melody. He could not differentiate. After some time he entered that
kunja,
great and saw a beautiful gop like Krishna Sakha, Gop Kumar. And he was waiting, oh Krishna, in it, like a song. Like Gopi began to wait for Krishna in the Ras Leela. तव कथामृतं सजीवनं कविविरेचितं कालतापहं सवनमङ्गलं श्रीमदाशतं भुवि विनन्ति भूरिदासनं लैक् इस् साङ्ग् पेट् and Krishna could not resist himself and at once appeared. So he was waiting like this. Then went there and he was holding hands and he was doing this. After that he was meditating and his meditation was
broken.
Then he told, oh, you are Brahmin? Who told? That Gopuma. Not now, he will be after birth. But now he is like Gopuma. Oh, you are Brahmin? And you went to Pragyoti school? And you worshipped that Devi, Kamakshya Devi, for wealth? How you he told that I can. And he gave you a Gopal mantra and also with his outline. He is thinking that how he knew all these things. I have never told to him. Very strange. Then he told, he also warned you not to be in Kashi. And he told that you should not delay in Kashi, otherwise you will be pakka mayabadi. And then go to Prayag and take bath and don't delay there also and go to Vrindavan. So a guru, who is bona fide guru, before giving initiation, he will do some such things that the devotee will be also
make
influence by this glory. And then he will think that, oh, really, he is my guru. So in Sanatana Goswami has written it.
You are the Bhagavatam written.
Hare Bhakti Vidara. That a guru should test disciples. Disciples also test
guru.
Otherwise, Guru Vai fell down and his life is ruined. Guru has nothing to do. But those who are in Kanishtha Adhikari and thinking that we are in
Uttam
Adhikari or Madhyam Adhikari, they should be very careful for these things. At least they should. Otherwise, the disciples will make him go down. Those who are really what has been told in ethics, Tasmat,
Gurum Prabhajanta,
Vidya Sustraya
Uttamam,
Shabde Parishan
Shatam,
Brahma Yukha. Those who are qualified like this, that any high class has to be. Really they are good. You are fortunate that you have come in the line of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Rupa Goswami line. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Bhakti Vinod Thakur and in the line of Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj, your Prabhupada. You are so much fortunate. His Bhakti brought me here. Otherwise, how can I have come here? After that, he told that, I want to know, he asked that, Kumar, I want to know what is sadhya and what is sadhana. I don't know anything. Did he give me diksha of that mantra? No, but never told all this. And then he began to tell his own story. And in the last he told, Krishna requested Srimati Radhika, that anyhow you should manage that, or that Brahmin should come to me. He is my very dear. And that is why in form, in my form, I give initiation. Who was that? Durga. Durga is a manifestation of Srimati Radhika. You know? Not so much different. One is equal, that this is Mahamaya and Srimati is Lokmaya, more than that. But anyhow, they are one in one sense, not in all sense, but in one sense they are one. So I had accepted by that form to that friend. So Krishna has requested. Krishna knows that, he is my dear. So Krishna is one for that. So please arrange that Brahmin should very soon come to me. He is my sakha. And then she sent me, Gokumari Devi. She sent me, Saru, you should go and bring that Brahmin for her. So I have come for you when. And I have told my whole history. I have told all the love and affection, five kinds of love and affection, by which we can receive the love and affection of Krishna. I have told you all. Especially I have told the glorification of Gopi Prem. I mean, among all Gopi Prem, Radha Prem is highest, supreme. I have told everything. And you are Sakha also of Krishna. But he knew all these things. But no prem, no bhav, nothing was coming. Then he kept his hand on the head of that man. And he at once began to weep throughout. And he saw Krishna also. He saw Srimati Radhika there. And then he realized all this stuff that you have told, that is and quickly, very quickly, he saw that I am going anywhere in flying, in any airplane. And he saw that he had reached to Govindavan. And there he made all. Why I told this story? Who gave diksha to that Brahmin? Devi. Incarnation of
manifestation.
she is teaching me. But she could not help so much. Only gave this. The Gopala mantra. At first, only Gopala mantra was given in this and nothing else. And Harina. Now we are so fallen that our Guru realized, our Guru, Guru Parampara, Gopal Guru, Bhakteshwar Pandit, Chandra Goswami, they discovered all these things from Shastra. And then Guru Mantra, Guru Gayatri, Brahma Gayatri, Gaur Mantra, Gaur Gayatri, Gopal Mantra, Kama Gayatri, all. Now everything is given because we are not like them. So she gave that dikshana. But he could not told all these things that this Gop Kumar told. So he is Siksha Guru.
Devi is Siksha Guru and Gop Kumar is Siksha Guru.
Do you know who is superior? Siksha
Guru.
She sent that Brahmin to Srimati Radhika herself. So you can realize what is the position of a Siksha Guru. So my Siksha Guru,
Swami
Maharaj. My Siksha Guru was set like same, in same category. My Siksha Guru gets
sunnas.
Renounce order and Siksha also to both are very high class, both merit. Siksha Guru and Siksha Guru both know how. Both are qualified to be Siksha Guru and Siksha Guru both. So you can see my also. But how I am lucky. How unfortunate to have a guru and Siksha Guru like them. Really? And very fortunate. And I have so many association of very high learners of Prabhupada associates. I have seen so many, almost all the high classes of associates of the Prabhupada, of the Siddhanta, of the Siddhanta, of the and I thought of, because I was used to live with my Guru, so I had drawn to that. Especially, you know, I'm so fortunate and lucky. That's it. I started the Swamiji also. And so much fortunate, that is why I am telling that he gave me his service from 1947 when the phone was nowhere, no birth of his phone at all.
Not even in phone.
No disciple, nothing, not a phone. Only he wanted to make a league of devotees, you know, facilities like that. And after that. So from beginning, he was so merciful to me. My Guru, Siksha Guru, was too much merciful to me. And he, as you know, that he has written in his
letter.
Oh, our relations are transcendental. I don't know what is that. But he has written. I will be lucky when I will realize this. But now I cannot realize how it is. He told that our relation is same and my relation was to my Prabhupada. So your relation to me is same. I want to realize. When I will realize this, my life will be set. So you should also know that I have not come here or anywhere in the world, in my any choice to make disciples. I have come only to follow the orders of my Gurudev and especially the order of my Shiksha Guru Srimati Vedanta Swami Maharaj has loved me. In his last breath, after me, he never talked with anyone and he became like sensuous in the service of his Holy Master Radha and Krishna. So his last word is that, oh, I'm telling you,
forgiveness.
My God brotherhood, I have done something in my preaching that I would not have done. Please try to teach something all the time to my all disciples. He told me in Bengali in my ear, why I brought so many monkeys. I could not learn that to teach them. So please help them. I told him, I'm giving words to you. You are my shiksha guru. I will try to help up my whole breath.
Last breath.
I will help you all the time. So I have not come to make any disciples. I came only to take the feet dust of Swamiji where he went. Like, oh, very auspicious place, and to help the devotees who have been
neglected
and now the devotees. For really, I can please. Only to help them, not to make any difference. But unfortunately, those who began to associate with me, they refused to take in their shelter. And that is why I was born.